This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter, at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
We're about to all be rocket men and jump into a spaceship that is going to go all the way to planet bullshit because of something that is going to make everyone here angry. I can already feel my blood boiling. I know Steve's is because his always is. He's all the time looking for the next argument that he can jump into. And hello, Steve.
Hey, Kyle. How was your weekend?
I've had better.
Really?
I've had better.
I had a good weekend.
Yeah.
It was nice and mellow. No drama, no nothing.
Well, I didn't tell you how my weekend.
Didn't. That's why I'm curious. I really do want to know.
I can't go into it on air. It's just, it could have been a lot better. It just, actually, I think that during the aftermath, whenever I was in a bar on Saturday night, I believe I actually, Red, did not talk to you.
Yes, you did. I received a drunken and very depressed call from you. It's okay. I shall keep my mouth completely and totally shut right now.
It was a sad thing, though, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't sad. It was just very – this was a shitty weekend.
Oh, yeah. Very, very shitty. Very shitty. But it's okay. I'm here for you, man. I'm here for you. You and that incredibly amazing hair.
Thank you. Thank you. Something
did his hair drunk dial you, or did it actually Kyle drunk dial you?
Well, actually, no. First it was Kyle, and then it was the hair.
Then the hair, yeah.
I
had the hair call me a few times.
It's usually how it goes. I was at a bar I didn't know in a city that I'm not from, and in a really bad IPA, and it was just, they had Cher playing, and it was just a storm of just bad things that just went on. I'll tell you later, though, Steve. Let's not depress the fine folks that we have joining us. Hello, everyone.
Most of our audience is miserable. That's what they watch.
That is true. That's true. Let's say, before I go into the announcements and a couple other things, first, let's just go ahead and say hello to Dave. Can we lower the – or can we make smaller the Streamlabs thing? It's a little big. Hello, R. Bennett. Thank you for subscribing, though. We appreciate it. Red's Rhetoric we have with us, and Astronomy Live. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey. Thanks for having me on.
I wish it was under better circumstances, but it is a It is a pleasure to have you here. And we'll get into what's going on here in just a second. Busy week this week, but a good week. Tomorrow we're going to have at 8 with me and Casey, ex-cult baby. She is a former Jehovah's Witness. She has a channel. She was at Faithless Forum with us. She's got a great story, so she's going to come tell that. And then at 9 p.m., I'll be joined by Aaron Raw, and we'll be taking your calls, talking about his trip to the UK, and also this really cool story about a – let me just make sure that I get the title right. A bird that went extinct 136,000 years ago comes back from the dead. So it's a really cool story. I find it fascinating. We're going to be talking about that as well as taking your call. So if you have any questions for Aaron, no, Steve, just give us a call. I know you have plenty for him.
But, I love Aaron. Aaron's upset with me, but I got no ill will toward. I always have a heart soft spot for Aaron. I love him to death.
I know.
I don't ever speak ill of the man.
It's just two really big personalities. When they collide, they just it. Sometimes it just it's just a mess. And
he's got the better hair.
Wait for the dust to settle. Okay, and then Wednesday, a lot of you have been asking about this this show. It's finally happening. Lucian Greaves from the Satanic Temple will be here on Wednesday, and we'll be talking about what they do and all about the Satanic Temple. On Thursday, will be Shannon and I with Q&K, like we did last week. And then on Friday, Team Skeptic will be with us, where we will be having a very detailed, because this guy sent me all of his source material that he's going to be going through, but we'll be having a moon landing debate on Friday, and this guy is pulling out all the stops. It's very detailed. He has many pictures. So, of course, you know me, we didn't go to the moon, and I think this is going to be the one that proves it. So, sorry, moon believers, it's over for you. That's sarcasm, Jaren. I like where your head's at, Ritz.
Yes.
Oh, yes, and I've seen in the live chat, the Slippery Slope show. That is with Cheshire, David McInnes, and who's the third one? I know I'm missing one. You know, Steve?
I thought it was just them two.
There's three people in the picture.
I'm not sure. Cheshire can answer.
Yeah, let me know who the third person is. But yes, check them out. They are a new show. I think they're going to be Time. Oh, Time.
Oh, yeah. It's G-Man. No, it's G-Man that they're going to do it with. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yes, Time. It's Time.
I cannot endorse that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, go check them out. Let's see. Okay, so speaking of the call-in shows, we're going to do with Aaron and with Shannon. The way that system works is that we have to pay for each line that we have. So let's say if we want 10 lines open for people to call in, you have to pay per line, per minute, per each caller that is there waiting. There's no way around that. I've looked at several different systems. The one we did Thursday with Shannon was I think when it was all said and done, it was close to like $40 to do that hour and a half show. So we are going to do something sort of like a fundraiser for those shows, so that we can kind of keep those going. And Dave will put up on the screen what we're going to do here. We're going to come out with a sponsor T-shirt. This will be on the on Twitter, so you can check it out later. The scan thing's there if you want to. If you don't, it's fine. We're still going to do the show, but this will sort of help out with that if you can. The PayPal link's there. It's paypal.me/nonsec, and that way we can keep sort of these going. But we will put all of the names that you guys have on the shirts, depending on which different tier. And for people who are just donating, the top four, we're going to put you on the front of the shirt, and it'll come in all different colors. So if you have any suggestions that you want with the colors, you can just let us know. So that's that. Okay. Now, I started this thing last week. I do it every day on Twitter. And it's one of my favorite things in the world. I made the mistake, not the mistake, but I went on Grindr for a very specific reason, and that is to field out some of the one-liners or the opening icebreakers that you get when you go on there. It's fantastic. There are, however, some things on there that you no person should ever see, and it's just thrown out there. And so what I'm going to do sporadically through the week and every day on Twitter is I'm going to take you through some of my favorite conversations or opening statements, and I have four that we want to sort of run through. Here, let me make sure that I got it up here. Okay, Dave? I can't. Okay, so this one says, I saw your screen name and thought, why not? So here goes, nothing. Is that a library card in your back pocket? Because I'm checking that ass out. I gave him an 8 out of 10. He said, damn, well, I tried. Had fun now. Now, where's my I didn't win, but we're giving you a trophy so you don't cry like a bitch about losing trophy? Laughing my ass off. I said, haha, it was good. Okay. Dave? This one said, you're my daddy crush. I hope I find a man like you when I'm older. I'm sorry, you're a catch. A whole 10-course meal. No, not damn man. It's so hard to navigate through these sometimes. So I said, oh, so I'm old and fat. I can't imagine why you're on here, Romeo. I can't chat much longer. Daddy, 10 course has a date with 60 minutes and a gallon of ice cream. All right, Dave. This one says, sex is not the answer. Sex is the question. Yes is the answer. Oh, you're good. My place or yours. That was good. And then for the finale of this one, I want to suck and nibble on your ears. And I said, would you be willing to put squeeze cheese on your nipples? And he said, yes. And I said, good, because my favorite snack just happens to be cheese nips.
Okay.
You want to hear my best pickup line that has always worked?
Dear please. God, no.
Hi, I'm not Brett Keane.
Now, Steve, stop picking on us.
It has worked every single time, man. Get you right in there.
At least Steve, not try it, Brett try it. Keane.
Don't Steve, pick on my family.
You gotta stop attacking his family.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in YouTube, you deal with things that sometimes are out of your control. And one of the most frustrating aspects about doing YouTube, I think, is the fact that there are things that people can do, things that happen, and getting any sort of help from YouTube is impossible. It's impossible. You can't get anybody to answer your emails in a lengthy time. I think back to when we had the issue with the Lost City of Z. Now, all we did was have a title that shared itself with a movie title, and we were hit with a strike, and it took us, what was it, 5 or 6 days, roughly?
It was a little less than a week, yeah.
Five or six days before we could stream again, and all because their automatic systems were in place to where, because it shared that name, we got hit, and we were not able to do anything. We bitched and tweeted at them, and we tweeted at everybody for, I mean, when it was all said and done, there were over 6,000 tweets sent to the UK-based copyright firm that held this. When Monday rolled around, they got right to it, and they released it. But it's the simple fact that because something can be struck like that without any sort of proof on the person who's making the claims part, it fucks over the creator, not the people who are making the claims, whether it be genuinely or falsely. And that's a messed up system. Now, as bad as that was for us, what's happening with Astronomy Live is even more egregious. And I'm going to let him and Red sort of go into it after they take a second to introduce themselves. And we'll start with you, Astronomy Live.
Oh, thanks. So thanks again for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it. Appreciate everyone's support. There's been a lot of outreach and support to me when this started happening. So my channel is Astronomy Live. I focus mainly on videos from my telescope, streaming deep space objects, tracking satellites, and tracking rocket launches. So I film a lot of rocket launches with Red's Rhetoric. I've been developing my own software, both for tracking satellites like the space station and also for tracking rocket launches, and have been using that to film videos of both. Unfortunately, I've received a number of strikes in the last few days, starting with a video that was just me programming my rocket tracking software. I do that during live streams, and then I usually open source the programs that I create. So that video got struck, and then I had a second strike on the latest Falcon Heavy launch, and now I've had a third strike on the first Falcon Heavy launch from a year ago. So now that's three strikes on my channel in the span of the last couple weeks. And so because of that, my channel is basically on life support. I'm not able to live stream, and I'm not able to upload videos. And if those strikes aren't resolved, then my channel will be deleted. So, yeah, we'll go into that in more detail here in a bit, but that's just a quick rundown of what's happened and what my channel is all about.
Sure. And Reds, how are you doing, sir? The ugly plumber from Florida?
The absolutely hideous plumber from Florida. All right, get it right. Get it right. We spoke about this at length in private. So,
such a failure.
But you're my failure. All right?
Aww.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Failures. Usually his parents say that, but yeah.
Anyway. So,
mine doing my gates.
So, along with, Astronomy Life filming rocket launches, he also mentioned that he films with me on a lot of these rocket launches. The last Falcon Heavy launch that was uploaded to his channel, I was also there to film, and that was the video where I managed to surpass 1 million views, and it was one of the best launches I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. It was amazing. So I was there to see Astronomy Live film this launch with his own telescope, with his own equipment. No one else helped him, all right? And the only other piece of footage that was used in his video was my static cam shot from the Nikon P900. Here's the thing. I say this over and over and over again. Astronomy Live is allowed to use whatever rocket launch footage that I have. He's, you know, we kind of, support each other when it comes to the amount of footage. If his tracking software fucks up, I can fill in the gaps. If I fuck up on my tracking, he can fill in those gaps, and so on and so forth. So we're kind of a team when it comes to documenting these rocket launches. That is the only other piece of footage that was in the Falcon Heavy video that was DMCA to absolute fucking oblivion. So in response to this, what I did was I went on Twitter and I brought attention to this issue, and I said, attention everyone, please retweet this at YouTube so that we can get this issue resolved. Well, now that even more DMCAs have, been, I guess, casted upon Astronomy Live, I thought it would be really prudent to get on Non Sequitur so that we can get this out to as many people as possible so that we can quite literally bombard the ever-living shit out of Team YouTube and just YouTube in general to get their shit together and get Astronomy Live's channel back into full working order. It's fucking bullshit how someone who never had any input in the making of that video, in the filming of that video, in the editing of that video, can claim it as their own and strike someone's channel down into oblivion. That's fucking bullshit. So that's why I got in contact with Kyle, so that we can get this ball rolling in the right fucking direction. Because, again, this is not my channel, but I'm pissed off because, this guy, he's my way more intelligent but not quite as charming friend. I mean, just look at him. Just look at him. How can you hate this guy? How can you hate this guy?
And that's true. And here's the thing, like it's not like it's one, it's a bullshit. By the way, I don't know if you noticed Astronomy Live, but I'm wearing a Constellation tie just for, in honor of you, sir.
Oh, thanks. I couldn't see with the resolution here, but
yeah, it's okay. I don't know if you can really tell that. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Your channel is very educational based. It's not a bullshit channel. Like, you don't deal with things that would sort of ruffle people's feathers. You know, you wouldn't think, like, because you're a very straightforward sort of creator. And so I guess the best way to sort of approach this is just take us from the first one that hit you and the steps you took to sort of figure out who this was coming from, if they're all coming from the same person, and you know, what can be done about that.
Sure. So the first strike came in was against a video stream that I did showing myself going through the process of actually creating some of the rocket tracking software that I use. So that's a long story that goes back over a year now, actually, with the very first version of it. But I've been creating a new version of it based in Python and with a much better user interface, the idea being that I can distribute this so other people can use it as well for their telescopes. It uses off-the-shelf telescope hardware to be able to track these rocket launches. So I did a live stream literally showing myself typing out the program and received a copyright strike. Let's see, I got that on, what are we now? We're in May. That came in April 30th, judging by the expiration date. So each of these strikes are good. If you don't do anything to them, they're good for 3 months. They affect your channel for 3 months. The video stays down permanently if you don't do anything, but the consequences for your channel in terms of your privileges, that's for 3 months. So it expires pending, if nothing else happened, it would expire July 30th. So that was the first strike. And it came from somebody who goes by the name Jason Katera, J-A-Y-S-O-N-C-A-T-T-E-R-A. And fuck so you, it Jason. Came from this.
Sorry, I just had to get
it
that
came
out.
From this. Came from this Jason Katera guy, and all three strikes came from him. The only other thing it shows me is the email address it came from, which was a Proton mail address, which, as far as I could tell, anyone could create that. I mean, that's as good as a Hotmail address. It's worthless. And apparently that's all you need, I guess. I don't know. That's all the information they're giving me on who this person is. And it doesn't seem to link to anything. You can look up the name and the email anywhere, and like, there's nothing there. So I don't know what's going on there. But so that was the first strike. The second strike was to my latest Falcon Heavy video, which, as Red said, I used some of his footage, his static camera footage, where we got both of the boosters coming down and landing. It's a beautiful shot. And so I credit Red for that in the video, and Red obviously gave me permission, and the strike obviously didn't come from Red, so it's got nothing to do with that. The rest of the footage was entirely mine. It came from my telescope, from the tracking software that I wrote, and from the telescope itself, and that was entirely my footage. So there was no music there. There was no reason for any strike to come from an outside source. And once again, it was manually detected, came from Jason Katera. That one came in, May 6th. So about a week later. And then the latest one just came in this morning. Was it this morning or yesterday morning? I don't know. It's been kind of crazy, but it expires August 11th. So, and I filed a counter notification for all three. The first one, so the process that you go through is dictated by Digital Millennium Copyright Act and DMCA law. And YouTube basically follows this process. The process is pretty much laid out by the law. However, every platform that goes through this process will have their own little way of implementing it, because some of it is a little bit vague in the law as to how they deal with it. Things like they have to punish repeat offenders, people who continually uploaded copyrighted footage. If you keep uploading movies and TV shows and getting strikes, obviously there needs to be a provision in there that you aren't allowed to do that anymore, that you're banned from the platform, which makes sense. And so there's a provision in the law that says you have to, you know, do something about repeat offenders. But it doesn't necessarily lay it down. And YouTube will do that because they get basically legal immunity for doing that. They are protected as a platform. No matter what is uploaded, people can upload a whole movie to YouTube, and they have. And YouTube is immune as long as they follow the stipulations of the law. As soon as they receive the content ID strike, or not the content ID strike, sorry, got my wires crossed there, the copyright strike, as soon as they receive the DMCA takedown notice, they take down the content and say, okay, we took it down as you requested, we're immune. The person who uploaded it then has the option of either letting that stand or filing a counterclaim, saying, no, I'm going to assume all legal liability. I assert that it was my right to upload that footage. It was fair use, or it was my footage, or whatever, and I'm taking all legal responsibility. YouTube says, okay, we're going to forward that information to the person who made the claim originally, and we're going to wait 2 weeks or thereabouts, about 10 to 14 days, and gives them time. It gives the person who made the claim time to then file a lawsuit seeking an injunction to keep you from infringing on their rights. They have to go to court. They have to say, okay, we're going to sue this person now. We have their information. You're required to give your information when you do a counterclaim. Oh, and so this leads to another fun problem of doxing. We'll get into that in a minute. Fine. We're going to forge your information. If we don't hear back about a lawsuit in the next 2 weeks, we'll restore your content and erase the strike. So that's the process I'm working through now. I received, with that final copyright strike, an email that I sent you guys a JPEG of, if you can put that up so we can see that.
Sure.
I'll read it out here. It says, "Hi, Astronomy Live. Due to a copyright takedown notice that we received, we had to take down your video from YouTube. Video title, uninterrupted footage of the Falcon Heavy launch and booster landing, 2/6/18. So this was the first Falcon Heavy launch in February of last year. And then it has the video URL and the link, and takedown issued by Jason Katera. This means that your video can no longer be played on YouTube. You have received a copyright strike. You now have 3 copyright strikes. As a result, your account is scheduled to be disabled in 7 days. So this is the way it works with YouTube. Once you have 3 strikes, you're out. Now, it used to be, my understanding is it used to be, once you had 3 strikes, you were basically out almost right away. They almost immediately would take down your channel, and they wouldn't wait for the process to play out. Now, it's interesting that in the text of this email, if they follow what they've said here, I might be okay for now, only in the sense that my entire channel might not get erased. Because here's what it says. It says, your channel will remain live for the next 7 days to allow you to seek a resolution and keep your channel up. If you believe you're not at fault in one or more of the instances above, you can appeal by submitting a counter notification. Now, I'd already done that for the first 2 strikes. I've already submitted counter notifications for the first 2 strikes that came in. It says, your account will not be terminated while your counter notification is in processing. I assume that applies to the first 2 strikes as well, not just the latest strike. Keep in mind that there may be severe legal consequences for submitting a counter notification with false information. And then it says you can contact the party that removed your video and ask them to retract their takedown. Yeah, I don't think that's going to necessarily work in this case. So during this time, you will not be able to upload new videos, and strikes on your account will not expire. So in other words, if you had your first strike was about to expire the day after this one came in, it wouldn't expire now. They would just, you know, keep all 3 strikes on until they were dealt with, either with a counter notification or by taking down your channel after 7 days. So I've filed counter notifications now for all 3 strikes. The third one, the counter notification hasn't been accepted yet. And this is also something I haven't noticed before. I've had issues before with completely false copyright strikes. Usually what it ends up being, at least in the past for me, it's been, I did a video debunking someone's claim, you know, UFO video or whatever, and I took it apart and said, okay, here's proof that it was faked or it's false. And, of course, they don't like that, so they submit a copyright strike. Even though it was direct commentary and criticism and therefore fair use, they still try to get it, you know, silenced and taken down. So that, at least it makes some logical sense there that, yeah, I was using their footage, but I was using their footage in a way that's fair. So I've been through this process before, and here's what I haven't noticed before is, when submitting a counter notification, it now says on my page, if I look at the copyright takedown page for that video, it says counter notification awaiting review. And on the first copyright strike I received, YouTube actually rejected my initial counter notification, which to me was ridiculous because I didn't just write this myself. I go through a process with the help of a lawyer named Rob Reed, who operates a website called Counter DMCA. And if you go there, you can pay like $1.30, and he will act as your agent for service of process. He's not going to, you're not retaining him for the purposes of going to trial. You are retaining him basically, I don't know if that's even the right term. I'm sure lawyers have some other term for it, but he is your agent for service of process. In other words, if they want to sue you, they send the lawsuit to him, and he forwards it to you. That's the only function he's really serving. But it's nice because it masks your address. It masks your phone number and your address and your private information. Because normally, if you file a counter notification, you have to supply your name, your address, your phone number, everything. So obviously, this is ripe for abuse because if someone wants to dox you, all they have to do is file a completely fraudulent DMCA takedown notice, and they got your information at that point. In order to fight it, you would normally have to give up your address, and then they can do whatever they want to you, right? So that's one method of abuse. Fortunately, his service prevents that, because you are using him as your agent, as a proxy, on your behalf. So they would only get his address, his phone number. And that's what I've done here. So it's very smart. And I highly recommend, if anyone ever has an issue with any copyright strikes, not content ID, but actual copyright strikes, check out counterdmca.com. Use Rob Reed's service. It's only $1.30 and it works most of the time. The only time I've encountered problems has been now. So they rejected my first counter notification. They said,
I think Steve wants to say something really quick. And before Steve does, I just want to say, Jason Katera, I hope you get hit by a car. Steve?
and backed over again. I'm a little confused here because I've handled DMCAs before. I've gotten them before. I've been around a long time as well. I've always done the counter submissions for the DMCA because I have a very legal form that I know about that I can modify and submit it through the proper chains to actually get a very legal response to an improperly filed DMCA. I have never seen YouTube, anybody that has been rejected on a counter notification. Obviously when you do your counter notification, you explain to them the reasons. I mean, you have to give a reason, right? Because I'm reading the response that you put here. They say that this is public because you put it on the Reddit. They said, thank you for your counter notification. Unfortunately, it is unclear to us whether you have a valid reason for filing a counter notification, so we won't be able to honor your request. In your counter notification, there's one thing you have to put on there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of legal things you need to have on there. It has to be dot your I's, cross your T's, right? But one of the things that has to be included in there is the reason for which you're submitting the counter notification. What did you submit as the reason? Because I've never seen them reject a properly formatted counter notification.
Right. So, I mean, I copied the language straight from Rob Reed's service, which he basically gives you everything. You just copy paste from his service. Here's what you say. Here's what you tell them. And you know, it was this usual legalese about, I believe the content was taken down due to misidentification. I'm prepared to defend my work here. This is, you know, my work and I'm prepared to defend it. And the information provided for the address is of my agent for service of process. So that was all in there. So yeah, that was unusual to me that they initially rejected the counter notification. So I resubmitted it and added stronger language saying, this is my footage. I filmed it myself. And I just flat out added that to it. And it went through at that point. So maybe it wasn't clear enough to them.
Yeah, you have to say it's all original content. Right. We maintain and control all original content to our videos. Right. Along those lines, right? So that's what they're looking
for. How is this possible, though? He filmed it. It's his, like, why is he having to go through all of these hoops and stuff when the onus should be on the person making the claim to prove their case, not for him to have to suffer through these weeks while his channel is at a standstill for film that he fucking filmed himself.
Right. This seems like guilty until proven innocent almost.
What is? Yeah, this, so this is broken. Basically, this has been broken.
It's a broken system. And keep in mind, guys, whenever I come on the Non-Sequitur Show, I often say that I have the best amateur footage of rocket launches you will ever see. Every time I've said that, I've lied. Okay, Astronomy Live has the best footage of the launches and landings.
Well, his is bigger and better. That. That's why. Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, he brings the crowds whenever we go film rocket launches. So the fact that, you know, he puts this much work into it just makes me even more pissed off. I mean, I'm not him, and even I'm pissed off at this because you put so much fucking effort into filming these rocket launches in the best possible way to give them the highest quality viewpoint of, you know, the launch to landing, seeing things that SpaceX is not going to be able to show on their live streams. And someone could just waltz up and just say, nope, this is mine now, and fuck your channel over. That's bullshit. It really is.
Yeah. And especially because, I mean, we at least as a larger channel, we have a, supposedly, and this is really supposedly, because I can tell you right now from experience, and Kyle can tell you, you really don't. But you're supposedly to have a person that acts as an intermediary between you and YouTube in these types of situations.
Bullshit.
A personal, yeah, it's complete bullshit. It really is. What it is, it's called a bot. Because you could st- – it is. These are canned responses that you get.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've literally sent them messages about – because there was an issue with the linking to an AdSense account. I literally sent them what the issue was, and they sent me an email response back saying, "We're sorry you're having issues with linking your AdSense account. Have you tried?" And then they linked literally the shit I could Google. And like, they didn't read the email. Like, totally. Nothing that they suggested totally was in the email. So then when you, like I did, send a very strongly worded email, and I used language that I probably shouldn't have, but I got a person to respond after that. Like, they knew, and they were like, "Well, you know, it's screened through our first response team." And I'm like, "You make it seem like you're going to give us somebody that we can go to when we have an issue, because whether mm-hmm. they want to, you know, whether they like to realize what's going on is that a lot of these channels have things that they need taken care of immediately. If it's something like for us that halts us from streaming every single day, then I can't wait 5 to 7 business days. Or I'm going to be really angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, this needs to be taken care of immediately. And as a platform that makes their money based on the content that their creators are producing, it would seem to me that they would sort of do what they needed to do to make sure that their creators are taken care of, know that they're appreciated, and have the help that they need when it's possible. But instead, when things go wrong, you get this bullshit, "Well, we apologize. We at YouTube try to do everything we can to make sure." No, they fucking don't. They care about the advertisers. That's it. Period. If you're not an advertiser. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We are not the consumers. Let's really make it very clear. YouTube does not care about us as the consumers. We are the product to them. That's it. That they care about the advertisers, that's what their main concern is, and I get that, right? But unfortunately, the system for the DMCA has been broken for a very, very long time. A lot of you have been around where back in the day it was used as a weapon. Now they've eliminated some of the things. They've actually, believe it or not, this is improved. This is scary. Wow. This is actually an improved process. Before, you had even less recourse, so it's gotten better. But people used to use it as a weapon. But now there are some mitigating factors, because people can actually lose their channels. If it's brought back to them that they're maliciously using the DMCA. But the counter notification is not an easy process to do. And Kyle's right. You cannot wait 5 or 7 days a lot of times for this stuff.
You're the biggest platform ever. You're bigger than TV. Like, you've got the money. Invest it in the people that are making you that fucking money. It's not mm-hmm. a hard concept. You are where you are because of the people that are churning out content, making entertaining stuff to watch. You're the biggest platform out there because of the people, because of your creators. And for you to just turn your back, for Astronomy Live to have to be going through this because some dickless basement dweller named Jason Katera can just hit a button on his computer, like the little son of a bitch that he is, for Astronomy Live to have to sit there on hold for 3 weeks is literally the most fucked up thing that I have seen in a long time. Like, this should not happen. This is a travesty. And Jason Katera, I hope that karma beats your fucking ass for this.
So again, why did this guy warn you, by the way?
Well, I mean, okay, so there's a couple possibilities there. I don't want to point fingers because I don't actually know who Jason Katera really is or what camp he's
Red.
From.
Just blame Red.
Listen. Jason's just some asshole. Let's just call him the asshole.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not understanding because, I mean, with all due respect, Rez is a fucking asshole, right? I mean, why would he not go after Rez, right? If you're going to pick on somebody, why pick on somebody like you?
I actually have an answer to that.
I can see that.
I have an answer to that, and I think the reason why my channel has been relatively unaffected by this DMCA fucking war that's been going on is because you will not find a version of my launch online without my logo plastered all over that shit. Because so this is why I got in contact with Kyle, and I said, "Kyle, I need a favor, man. I need you to use your artistic skill to make Astronomy Live a logo. So we can plaster that shit all over his launch videos, maybe past, present, and future. My advice, honestly, at this point is after this shit is done, we start plastering that logo all over his footage. Because that way, anyone who wants to go ahead and claim his shit as theirs will have to explain, well, why is his logo plastered all over it? And why did you do a shitty job cutting it out of the footage? If anything, if you really want to fuck with them, have the logo move slightly throughout the entire video. That's what I do. You'll actually notice it doesn't stay still. It actually moves a few pixels, you know, throughout the entire video. So even if they try to cut it out, it will move into a different location. Or you can hop it between corners. I don't give a fuck. The point is, we need to mark your footage as your own so no one else can claim it as theirs. Because, guys, I am there seeing Astronomy Live film it for himself. I see him put his equipment together. It is a pain in the fucking ass what this guy actually does to get this footage. So for someone else to go out there and say, nope, mine now, fuck you, dude. Seriously, what Kyle said, fuck you. And by the way, may your crotch be infested with the crabs of every whore in Tampa, and may your arms be too short to scratch.
There it is. There's that logo. I love it.
That's pretty awesome.
It's going to be plastered everywhere.
I love that logo.
That's a great logo. Okay. I'm so plastering that on everything.
All right. So why do you think – do you have any indications of why you think that he's targeting you, or is this just a random
Just reading the tea leaves here, there's a couple possibilities. One, he is seems to be focused on the rocket tracking and the Falcon Heavy footage, the launch to landing footage, and the software that made all that possible. And I had an issue several months ago with GitHub where I had a false copyright strike against the program itself, some of the software that I was putting out, like the satellite tracker, on GitHub, where somebody sent in false strikes to GitHub. Now, in that case, they didn't claim to be Jason Katera. They actually claimed to be my boss. So I couldn't really, it put me in a sticky situation because I couldn't really say who that they were claiming to be, because doing that would dox myself. It was not my boss. It was completely fraudulent. And so that caused an issue where GitHub actually took down my software for a period of time. I had to fight it through the counter DMCA process. And Rob Reed was kind enough to actually customize some of his responses for GitHub instead of just YouTube. Normally it's set up to respond to YouTube. So I dealt with that and got that restored. So I think it's probably not likely a coincidence that now the first video that got struck had to do with me programming again. Somebody really doesn't like that. And one possibility is it could be a flat earther or somebody else who's in the space denial camp. A lot of them firmly believe that SpaceX is not vertically landing their rockets. Just look at Awake Souls and Limitless Channel and the fights they've had with Red recently and myself claiming that our footage is CGI. So it's causing a lot of pain for those people. And, you know, they can't stand what they're seeing in terms of our footage. So it would make sense that it's somebody from their camp. Possibility two is that it's somebody from the Nibiru or Planet X camp. A lot of them have had problems with me for years. I've had some really nasty fights with Planet X News and other channels like that. And they have resorted to those kinds of tactics as well. So it's possibly from that camp as well. It's hard to say. I've made a lot of enemies over the years, as unassuming as my channel seems, unfortunately. The other thing is, because I am, you know, seemingly a harmless little fuzzball, they might see me as a weaker target than somebody like Red. Also, as Red said, he puts watermarks all over all his footage. It's really tough to come to YouTube and say, yeah, this guy stole his footage from me, when it's got his watermark on it. I mean, it's going to be pretty obviously fraud.
We've had it happen, though. We've had people try to claim that we use their footage, and we got non-sec over everything, right? It's like, and of course, those are dismissed. I mean, they're dismissed outright. Every time we've ever had anything ever against us, or even on my personal channel, it's been taken care of every single time. And so it's really disconcerting that it sounds like you did everything right. It's something fell through the cracks to me on this.
You did.
YouTube it sounds like did. You did and, everything that I would have done.
And the thing is, like, too, it, like, we dealt with a similar situation several months ago where, a lot of things that are tied to non sequitur go through the non sec show. Like, all the music, like if you type in non-sex show music in Google, that's going to bring up a what they call like a highlight tab where, you know, I can actually go into Google and alter the search results. So when you type in non-sex show music, I can decide which songs come up, which, like, if it's Twitter, Facebook, Twitter. It's a really cool thing. But there's a very detailed like process that you have to go to get verified. Now, before that happened, the non-sex show word was taken on, I think it was BitChute. It was taken on Instagram. It was taken on Facebook. Somebody had, I had just done Twitter at that time and the non-sex show website, and somebody, and you know who you are, Chris, had went and reserved, he's a piece of shit, reserved all of the non-sex show names. So what I did was I didn't know if he was going to try to like extort me or what he was going to do. So I sent a message to every single social media account, like every single social media. I went directly to their operations people. And this is how YouTube should operate. To every single one of those seven places that I went to and said, look, here's what's happening. Here's the YouTube page. Here's the website. This is the name. It's a unique name. This person is squatting on it, I guess, so they can try to get money. Within 2 days, all seven of those things were taken from him, put in non sequitur's name, and he was fucked. Like, there was no chance in hell I was going to capitulate to that piece of shit. But YouTube, for whatever reason, all these other social media sites can handle that. They have a department that you can go to that impersonations and fraud. YouTube should have that same thing. If this thing is happening where these people are filing things on a false basis, you should be able to contact them, show them why you're the copyright owner, you filmed it, and then go, hey, you're right, this other guy's a douchebag. Fuck him. Your channel's back on.
Yeah, and it was pretty amazing because this was at the very beginning when we started with our podcast that somebody had, you know, I guess they saw potential. And so they literally took out cyber squatting on domains and various platforms. And we were like, whoa, what's going on here? And then, you know, Kyle literally did write all of them, and they all, that's considered fraud. I mean, you cannot legally do that. And the other companies recognize this and they turned them all over to us. This guy was just done. And matter of fact, if I can even, hopefully it's not divulging too much amount of the information. This guy thought he was going to get away with it and basically told Kyle to fuck off, and Kyle told him to fuck off back, and he won. And, I know this person. I'm not friends with him, but by the way, but I know who he is. And I basically told him, hey, fuck you, dude. You know, you lost. Well, fuck out.
Well, he rubbed it in a little thing. Bit. So Astronomy Live, let me ask you a few questions. How many hours did we spend, in total filming demo one?
Oh, demo one. Well, I tell you what, those last few hours were the most intense.
Exactly. How bad was your back hurting after that day?
Oh, I didn't recover for several days. I was in a lot of pain.
Now, how many hours were we out there before the launch of Falcon Heavy, before Falcon Heavy actually did its amazing shit and stuff like that?
It was two full days of being in the sun.
2 full days. So basically now take, you know, these hours and hours and hours we spend for a filming of a rocket launch, multiply it by however many launches we have. I have over 30 on my channel, so, you know, do the math there. And this is what is at stake when it comes to this douchebag throwing DMCA bombs at Astronomy Live. This is hours and hours and hours, days and days and days, years worth of work. Just, you know, it's going to be fucked over just like that. Years worth of work about to be fucked over just like that. So, guys, I've been saying it in the live chat right now, and I hope that, you know, it can kind of go semi-viral here. I made a tweet out to at YouTube, and I asked other people to please retweet it to at YouTube. So I'm going to go ahead and post that link in the live chat again. Do me a favor. I don't care if it's on over Facebook, Share it on, you know, Twitter. Fucking tell it to your Tinder date. I don't give a shit. Just get it out there to as many people as possible. Yeah. Get it out to as many people as possible that Astronomy Live here is kind of getting fucked over, and that is completely not fucking cool. So, and also, if you really want to make, you know, YouTube shit their pants, tell them that Red's rhetoric demands it.
I want to point out a comment here in the chat that I think is on point, from Peter G. A difference between DMCA and creating accounts with the names that YouTube with the names is that YouTube need to follow the some of the English is broken here. Follow the law, I think, to keep the legal protection they have. So DMCA rules are by law and not by company policy. That's true, but it's important to point out that how they implement DMCA precisely is company policy. So, for example, my live stream got struck. That was the first video that got struck. It was actually a recording from a live stream. YouTube's policy is that when you have a copyright strike, even one, against a video that was a live stream originally, if it's an archive of a live stream, you immediately lose your ability to live stream, period. End of story. And so that's what happened to me. Was the very first strike took out my ability to live stream. If it had been my understanding is if it had been a strike against just a normal video upload, it wouldn't have impacted my ability to live stream necessarily. But because it was a recording of a live stream, my ability to live stream was revoked. Now, somebody correct me if I'm wrong about that, but that is definitely dictated by company policy. It's not like DMCA said 21 years ago that if thou receiveth a copyright strike, thou shall not have the ability to live stream. This law was passed 21 years ago. None of us had live streaming capability from our PCs 21 years ago. So we're dealing here with a law that's old enough to drink, and it doesn't necessarily apply to some of the latest technology. So the problem is how YouTube is implementing these laws and these rules could afford some updates. Like if it's coming from an anonymous email address, if there's no indication that this claim is actually true, do you really need to go to the extent of taking out the person's ability to live stream unless it's obvious they're ripping off a show or a movie or something and just live streaming it? I mean, there should be more intelligent rules about this.
Well, let me add to that, because there have been a few cases where YouTube has said, we believe that your content is fair use, is your own content, and we are willing to defend it up to $1 million. So obviously they have some system in place for some YouTubers, and I would say that that system should be in place in cases where it's completely obvious that this is false. And in Astronomy Live's case, it is obvious. It is false. I was there to see it. YouTube, call me maybe, okay? I will
thing. They have to be there to see it, though. The thing. They don't have enough people to go through all of these things. They need somebody there. It's obvious when somebody sees this, they're going to be like, wow, this is a no-brainer, and they're going to remove that. The thing is, and the only like the solace in all of this is the fact that this piece of shit will not win. Like, you will come out on top of this, like, no question. It's not even up for a discussion on you being okay. It's the downtime mm-hmm. that you're having to suffer. You're missing a rocket launch in between. Right. So that's a huge deal. Right. And you know what? You should talk to the guy that drafted your letter for him, and you should sue the fuck out of him for what that video would have cost you for that rocket launch, and nail his ass to the wall for every fucking dime that he cost you. Every dime.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, are they claiming the whole video? Wait, were they claiming the whole video or just like segments of the video?
Yes.
YouTube, yeah, what the fuck are you doing, YouTube?
Which means they also claimed my static camera footage at the exact same time. But motherfucker, you do not own that, okay? What the fuck is wrong with you? You do
right.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
And you know, here's the problem for me is, yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a temporary setback, but it also happens that, you know, there's a rocket launch coming up this week. I think mm-hmm. Wednesday night, Starlink and Red and I were planning to drive down and film that. I was going to drive down right after work all the way down to the Cape and film it and come back. When I come back, what am I supposed to do? I can't upload the footage. My channel is disabled. And the internet has a very short attention span. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but you know, if something happens like a rocket launch, it'll make especially YouTube. Exactly. You know, so in that day, that 24-hour period or thereabouts after the rocket launch, like everyone's looking for footage because they heard about it on the news. They want to see what other perspectives people got. They're looking for it. And that's when you can go viral. That's when you can do like Red's and get a million views on his amazing video, the Falcon Heavy. But if you come with that footage a week later,
I'm sorry.
No, I haven't reached out to Simon Dan yet. No,
I would reach out to Simon Dan and let him know too. Like he would, I know for a fact he would be willing to help out in that case. And those channels,
Kyle,
like the,
Kyle, you're cute. You don't think I'm already on that? You don't think that's already in progress? Oh, you underestimate me.
Perfect.
Yeah,
those big names will help for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. Because you know the crazy thing is like. Right now, there is no way I'm going to be able to upload that footage, even if I get the most spectacular footage that's ever been caught of a rocket launch, which I'm probably not, but I mean, it should be good footage, and I'm not going to be able to upload it on my channel. So, you know, if I come with it a week later, nobody's looking for it at that point. It's dead. It might as well not exist. So I'm probably going to be uploading it on Red's channel instead. So thankfully, Red is kind enough to host that kind of thing for me when these problems happen. But, you know, that's the problem is YouTube needs a system for dealing with fraudulent claims because, as you said, Red, they're willing to stick their neck out for you. You know, you've had an issue before where they said, yeah, we obviously see this as fraudulent and we're going to defend it up to $1 million. So, you know, that kind of thing, they're not necessarily going to do that for smaller channels. There's like a threshold. I don't know where it is, but there's a threshold of size that they're going to say, eh, sorry, you know. You're not important enough for us to actually go to bat for you. So That ought to be in place for everybody. Why is that? Why is this, you know, why is there second class citizenship, third class citizenship on YouTube? And honestly, you can see this across the platform with multiple features. Like they'll roll out features for some creators, but not others. And you have to reach a certain subscriber level. And it just, oh man, that's a whole nother soapbox I could easily get onto. But in my opinion,
what's our merch shelf, YouTube? Now you've got me pissed off again. Astronomy Live. There are channels with less than 1,000 subscribers that have a merch shelf below their videos, and we can't get the fucking merch shelf because it appears you weren't in this wave of the rollout.
The beta, then the rollout. Yeah, and we're supposed to get a join button too. There's a new button now.
Right, that's at 30,000, Steve.
Well,
that's coming.
Well, you're just about to hit 30,000.
Yeah, just about to hit 30,000. Yeah, we're supposed to get that.
I want a merch shelf
and the
fucking YouTube,
the community tab. You know, the community tab where you can actually send pictures and updates and stuff like almost like Twitter to your subscribers. I got that, but I was supposed to get that at I think 10,000. I ended up hitting close to 15,000, and I'm now at 15,000 before I actually got the community tab. So what's up with that? You know, what's up with these tiered features that some channels get and others don't. And in my opinion, it just feeds into the culture of narcissism where everyone wants as much attention as possible and they're willing to do anything to get it because you got to drive up your subscriber numbers if you're going to get all the features. So I got to do whatever it takes to get famous. That's really the wrong mentality in my opinion, but that's YouTube a whole other discussion for another day.
YouTube privilege.
Also, yeah. just want to point out that my notification bell on Twitter is being well, kind of manhandled at this point by all the retweets at YouTube. Thank you so much, guys. YouTube is going to wake up the next morning and go, wow, we fucked up.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're watching this and you're not subscribed, I never do this, but I'm going to do this because we're in the final push for 30,000. Subscribe. I always say don't subscribe, but this time I'm going to, for the first time ever, I'm going to ask that you do subscribe and subscribe to Astronomy Live and Reds as well. And Steve and Dave too. Dave put up a music video the other day. So you can go check that out, but help us push to that 30K so that we can get that fucking merch shelf.
Look, anyway, if everybody just invited one friend over that they know that, by the way, I don't like dead subs. And what I mean by dead subs is people that just subscribe, they'll never watch the product. I don't care about having a large number as much as people actually watching. Because why else are we doing this if we don't want people to actually listen and take on board and have conversations, right? It is about the dialogue. So if you have at least one friend that you know of that might be interested in this content, there you go. Just send them the link. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not asking for, you know, like, invite all your friends over, because half of them wouldn't give a damn about what we talk about. I'm not interested in those, you know.
Yeah. Have people in our case, though, we actually don't give a fuck if your friend will ever watch our Rocket Launch videos. Still retweet it.
Do the retweet.
People are asking about doing a donation drive so that Ashrami Live can get a lawyer. If that's something that Ashrami Live chooses to do, we will absolutely support him in that and do what we or can hit, to. Actually, I'm going to go for the hitman. Yeah. That's much more satisfying.
I'm not advocating that, people.
Astronomy Live is going to arrive at court in a suit and tie and everything like that, and I'm just going to show up with a chainsaw and be like, hey, well, Red, no, don't do that. Goes, but I'm here to do business, man.
Listen, sometimes you need to send a message. My footage, right? We're literally talking about chainsaw and murder. Monday.
I'm sorry, but that actually pisses me off. Some guy claiming my footage as their own. Fuck you, dude. Seriously. We worked our asses off for that footage, and you want to claim it as your own. I'm sorry. You are not as good as us. Fuck you, okay?
There was some people saying that earlier that he's got – there's some things about him on Reddit. Are you aware of this?
So, yeah, Red initially sent me a message about this, and I thought it was, like, new information, and I looked it up, and it was actually old information. So I had posted a thread to Reddit explaining the situation on the Reddit for YouTube itself, and somebody took that and cross-posted it to a different subreddit and talked about Jason Katera being behind other channels being attacked. But really, there was no information indicating that. It was just if you followed the link, it took you back to my post. But there was nothing indicating what other channels might have been attacked by the same person.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that was all about. I think it was just retweeting or reposting some of the information.
It's weird to me that I don't think if I had to guess, I wouldn't think that this would be this individual's first time doing this. Like, this seems like an MO. So, guys watching, I don't know who's going to see this video later on in the future, but if you have some downtime and you want to, I'm going to pull a Trump. Russia, if you can get Jason Katera and his emails and find out what you can about him, let us know. There's some people who are a lot more savvy with the internet than I am. And we just want to, you know, I just think that it would be good to reach out to Jason Katera in a way and find out what his issue is. Not Astronomy Live.
Someone needs to reach out and touch Jason Katera.
There's many big issues, but one of the big issues is there doesn't seem to be any recourse or consequence for people who continually file false copyright strikes. So he's filed now three strikes against me. Why isn't there a system in place where after the first one, let's let that one play out first before we decide on the others? You know, let's wait for for the counterclaim process.
Well, what they should do is if they file a false one, they have to wait like 60, 90 days to file a new one, at least.
Right, right. If one is going through the process, it shouldn't be possible. Shouldn't be possible for some anonymous person to send in a counter or a copyright claim to YouTube and take down someone's entire channel. You know, strike after strike after strike. There should have to be some level of verification before that can happen. You know, it's just absurd that one person could do this.
I just remember, Astronomy Live, that when I had that issue with the AdSense thing, there is a gentleman that does watch this show pretty regularly, and he works at YouTube. Now there's many different like departments and teams that comprise YouTube, but he was able to really help me when when I needed it and sort of speed some things along. And I'll contact him. And H, if you're watching this, you can let me know that you saw this and maybe look into it. But I'll contact him and see if he can look into that too, because it surprised me when I was on here bitching about the whole process. And he's the one that actually sent me a message and said, hey, watch the show, which is kind of weird when somebody that works at YouTube watches your show. That kind of makes me nervous. You know, I'm like, oh. Please don't pull the plug.
If they can find something about the submission of the DMC that was fraudulent, they can dismiss it without even going further. They're allowed to do that, right? So if it's a DMCA that's above board, YouTube has no recourse. They have to follow the certain protocols. They have fiscal legal liabilities, right? So I get that. But if they can determine that it was not properly filled out, or if it was a fraudulent, or the address, you know, it doesn't exist like that, I'm pretty sure they can dismiss it by their own accord.
Yeah.
If that's not,
this is clear fraud. I'm pretty sure there's no other.
Because I've had that happen. I've actually had that happen.
There's no other reason that other than this is absolutely a case of fraud. This person is fraudulently filing these claims against Trump. The guy filmed it his fucking self. There's no misunderstanding here. It is no film that could be misinterpreted as being somebody else's. He filmed it. So this person filing a DMCA is absolutely committing fraud, and they should be able to see that. They should be able to say, fuck you, Katera. Any other claims that you put in, you're done, and then release this channel. So people, make sure that you tweet this out. Make sure that you raise hell and burn shit down, march in the streets. Antifa, I hear they're good in cases like this at bringing attention.
Listen.
Bring them in.
Nuke it from orbit. Just nuke it from orbit. And then after it's all just turned to ash, nuke the ashes.
Let it all burn.
Until this is settled, YouTube, we're going to be a flat earth channel. We're going to be pro flat earth.
Wait, we weren't already? Wait.
Perhaps you should ask your producer if he's willing to produce those shows.
I can do it. I'm willing to do it. This is the price we pay. Listen,
go
YouTube.
Flat.
You want an enemy? You want an enemy? We're not getting vaccines and the earth is fucking flat. Your move.
Hashtag globe. Hashtag globe strike. We're on strike from the globe.
Astronomy Live and Reds, is there anything else that you want to make sure that people know, or that we haven't covered, or that you wanted to say?
Well, since you've given me the honor of being on your platform, I'll do a shameless plug for myself here.
Oh yes, please.
And say, when I get my posting privileges back from YouTube, and I can once again start not only uploading but live streaming, I do have some cool features planned for my channel. I've been working on some custom planetarium software that I'm writing in Python to be able to display where the telescope's currently pointed when I'm doing a live stream from the telescope. And also I want to implement feedback features, or not just feedback, interactivity features for the audience, where the audience will actually get to decide where the telescope points and be able to essentially control the telescope with some assistance from me. So they'll be able to submit coordinates or submit objects they want to see that will go to the telescope. I'll make sure that the camera's rotated properly to be able to view that object, and then we'll go from there. So basically the idea is to be able to have more interaction with the audience during my live streams, kind of like an interactive star party. So, you know, you've probably heard about SLU and some of their services and iTelescope. I highly recommend iTelescope.net for telescope rental. But the problem with that, or the limitation there, is that it's not intended for noobs. It's not intended for lay people. It's intended for getting high quality data. And most people wouldn't know what to do with that data. It's these raw image formats that nobody who's used to doing just regular photography would be familiar with. And so the idea here is I'm live streaming it. I'm showing the images as they're coming in from the telescope. And I'll also process all the pictures that are taken by the telescope as people pointed at various objects. So you'll have a version of the data that I've processed myself, but you'll also have the raw data from the telescope as well. So I'm planning to do that as sort of a Patreon thing. So if people want to sign up on my channel, subscribe to my channel, and stay tuned for that. I'm looking forward to doing that as sort of, like I said, kind of an interactive star party idea that I'm developing.
Awesome. And make sure, I know that a lot of people have already said in the chat that they are now subscribed to you, but if you haven't and you're joining us late, make sure that you do that. And another person that you should subscribe to, although I don't see why you wouldn't be if you follow this show, because he's a he practically lives here. But Reds, go ahead and shameless plug yourself too.
Sure. I'm that ugly fuck from Florida. No plug on me. Just subscribe to Astronomy Live because he posts some amazing content and it needs a lot more traffic than it currently does. And on Wednesday, I will be meeting up with Astronomy Live at Cape Canaveral. And I think we're going to attempt to live stream off of the Nikon P1000. At least we'll try that. We'll see what happens. I did confirm that I now have unlimited mobile hotspots. So yay, winner. So tune in for that. But yes, please scream this from the heavens. Make sure you bash down YouTube's door and let them know that they fucked up, okay? So please retweet the tweet that I've been sending out to you guys in the live chat. Share it on Facebook. Share it everywhere. Go on a Tinder date just so that you can tell them about this so they can retweet it and tell all their friends. Shout it from the rooftops because I mean this, Astronomy Live puts so much effort into his videos. It's a damn shame that someone else can go and try, even have the opportunity to fuck that up. So guys, support Astronomy Live, retweet it, subscribe to his channel, and that's it.
Amen. And real quick, Brian G, here's to the call-in fund. Thank you very much, Brian. You can also, I put the link in the live chat. You can go to paypal.me/nonsec. If I think it was actually Brian that said this, if you don't want to support YouTube, which was actually not a bad idea. YouTube Surgeon General left two super chats without a message. YouTube Surgeon General, I'm surprised that you did that and not take the opportunity to say something. So if you'd like to fill those two in, tag me in the live chat and I'll read off what you want to say. And Lauren Tacchio says, Leonard French is a copyright attorney on YouTube. Yes, and Leonard French is amazing. I don't know if you've checked him out, Astronomy Live, but he is fantastic. If you've never seen his streams, he is, I mean, he doesn't mess around. He knows his shit, and he's a really good content creator. So that is actually a really good idea. He might be somebody that you could reach out to and see if he can he can help.
Yeah, I'll check him out. Thanks.
Not a problem. And Steve, do you have any words of wisdom or anything that you would like to spell upon anyone?
Not specifically words of wisdom. I just want to tell people that when they have these things that happen to them, false DMCAs, people false flagging, don't let it get you down. I've been around 6 years. I've had people do this to me. I've had people do it to my friends. And I got to tell you, they've lost every time. If you persevere, you know, if you do it right, and you will persevere if you're in the right. These people that use these things as a weapon, they're just little bitches. I mean, they have nothing else in their life to do rather than try to take down people that are actually putting out actual product and actual information and having dialogues. And they're just not a part of it because they're not capable of having these types of discussions. So their recourse is to try to flag and false DCMA. But I got to tell you from personal experience many times over, because I've done goddamn hell a lot of counter notifications. I've won every time. This show's won every time. Our friend shows have won every time. And I think you will persevere if it's done just right. But there needs to be some recourse about this guy. And I'm hopefully that we'll find out that, he's just a pissant and, he's going to be shut down and hopefully sued for loss of revenue from your product there.
Make everyone that you guys know, like Leonard French, Simon Dan, Greater Sapien, all of these even within the conspiracy cats, like all of these guys I know would be willing to, put it out there and let people know. But here's the thing.
I'm right.
This is aggravating and it's frustrating and it's fucked up and it shouldn't be something that Astronomy Live of all channels is having to go through. However, when it's all said and done and it's cleared up and this time passes, Astronomy Live is going to be uploading content again. He's going to be uploading his rocket videos. He's going to be making his educational videos. He's going to be actually producing something. He's actually going to be something. And you, Jason Katera, will still be the pathetic little miserable shithead that you were this week, last week, the week before, next week. You probably will be your entire life. And that's just a decision that you've made for yourself. People who do this are, for whatever reason, bitter and jaded and not good people. They have no character to them. They're not anything that would make somebody sort of inspire them to do better or motivate them. Shaunomy Live is. And you may have halted him just a little bit, but you won't stop him. And if we haven't said it yet, fuck you. Good night.
I actually have something a little bit more to add. I normally don't have anything to add at the end of the show, but this time I do, Kyle. So I'm going to say it. Allison, a.k.a. One. By all means, help our wonderful off the hook in the chat and give at the GoFundMe that I'm going to link there if you have the extra.
They're saying audio went out in the chat.
I don't know how that happened.
Can you guys hear me or
Jason Katera?
Jason Katera.
Damn
did
you,
it. No.
Damn you.
No, it's Katera. Damn you. It's just my audio. Okay, so what happened was it took me off the main bus. So Allison, a.k.a. Off the Hook, has been in a car accident. Please help her out. I put the GoFundMe in the live chat here. Thanks.
And we wish you a speedy recovery, Off the Hook. You are a absolute gem and a treasure that we have here. So we wish you a speedy recovery. Xantar248A2, thank you for the super chat. Says, I have nothing profound to say. And YouTube Surgeon General replied with, just be happy, dude. And I think that's advice we should all take, except you, Jason Katera. I hope you're miserable. Good night.